What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another All Caps Rage podcast. I am your host, Zach Daddy, along with the co-dick of All Caps Rage and co-host of the podcast, Kratos.
Kratos, hello.
What's going on with you tonight, man?
I don't know, dude. Trying to read through Civil War again, and it's being a bit of a bitch.
Do you know how big
that comic book is?
That's what I was about to say. I take it it's a heavy read.
Yes. It's crazy how big this comic book is. It's sick though.
that's always a plus.
Yeah. What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, just doing the whole gaming thing, and I've actually we've actually been doing some gaming this week. It's been quite fun.
Yeah.
Let's see, we launched the website last Tuesday, along with the podcast. We've done 2 episodes so far in our Minecraft survival series. And I think
I saw that comment by Nevin, by the way.
Yeah. And I think
we should try to get him for the last episode.
It was actually one of my ideas, man. I sent him a PM, and I'm thinking for our last episode we get him to come on. I don't have any details on what we're gonna do yet, but I think it would definitely be a treat to have him come on and just have some fun with us.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So we'll have to see what happens. I don't know any details, you know, if he's able to record, if he's got anything like that, or if he's actually got time to sit down with us to be able to do something like that. But it would definitely be a treat for everybody that watches the series so far, and the series has done rather well. The first episode is already up to 32 views for the week.
Nice.
Yeah, it actually got some steam going. I believe episode 2 hasn't really caught on. I think we're sitting around 11 to 15 views since last I checked. Still ain't bad considering it's been out for a couple days, and for us, just getting started, I'm happy about it.
Yeah, me too.
And then
it's awesome.
Yeah, the whole release of the website has been a phenomenal experience, and everybody has just been so gracious and just coming around. I mean, I think within the first 6 hours of our website launching, we had 205 hits.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Overjoyed, man.
There was nothing that could explain how I felt when I launched the site and 30 minutes later, we're already checking at 72 hits, and it was like, holy crap. And then I was like, okay, well, I need to go to bed. I need to get some sleep. You know, if I can sit here and refresh this damn page all night long. 6 hours later, I wake up, and the first thing I do is, obviously, I have my coffee, and I pull up the stats, and it was 205. Holy shit. So, yeah, it has definitely been an overwhelming yet honoring experience.
Yes.
And
very honored that people love our stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the feedback I have gotten so far is everybody has enjoyed it so far. So I think as long as we keep going the way we're going, we're never going to disappoint.
Yeah. Same here. I've had a lot of people. I know I've had a lot of people go in and check it out. And one of my friends, she loves our episode. She looks forward to it every time.
Awesome. Well, you can let her know that right now Wednesdays and Saturdays are our scheduled release dates for our series of Endless Ocean.
She can't wait for the next one.
Yep. We have it out Wednesdays and Saturdays until we start up a new series, and then Saturdays will be taken over by that new series, which I don't know when we're going to start, but I know it's going to be very, very soon. I know we've got some more recordings to do. I know we have to sit down for the mods that I am learning to do. I know we need to do some video overviews of that. Not so much reviews, because, I mean, you can't review your own stuff. That's just kind of lame.
Yeah.
Cheating. Yeah. But we'll do some, mod overviews. This
mod is awesome. Who's the creator? Me.
It's the best mod ever. What does it do? It makes you OP. Does it bring anything else to the table? Is there a new dimension or a new world? Nope.
No, you're just OP as fuck.
You're just OP as fuck and you can kill everything. So, yeah, I know we definitely got to sit down and do that. We'll have those hopefully sometime this week. We can knock them out. Just a couple of overviews just so everybody can get a feel for them. I know tonight's topics, though, is DC Comics trying to make a comeback.
Yes.
It's possible. Valve Steambox and Disney. And now everybody is going, hey, what about Disney? I love Disney. Disney has done so many things for the industry. We'll get there.
Don't bash our Disney.
We'll get there. We've got plenty to talk about Disney, but we'll try and keep it simple, clean. You know, it is a family company.
We're not so much a family company, but we'll give it to them.
Yeah. We'll give it to them for trying, except for all their penis jokes and references on the covers of their DVDs.
Yeah. They are known for that.
Oh, yeah. So with DC Comics trying to make a comeback, we've seen Man of Steel being released, and as far as I know, it's pretty good. I have not gone out and seen it. I'm not one to go join people at the theaters, but from what I've heard, it's very, very different. There's no comical relief in this movie.
Yeah, I've heard it's very dark, which is, I like.
I am automatically drawn to that.
Yeah. It's like the Batman movie with Superman.
Yeah. You can definitely tell that Christopher Nolan had some influence on this one.
Yeah.
And,
I want to go see it. I've heard from so many people that it's excellent.
I'm probably just going to wait till I can watch it in my own home. That's just the way I do things.
Well, I just found a new theater near me. Well, not so much near; it's like 40 minutes away. But they replaced all their seats with recliners.
Ooh,
it's so awesome going there. The only thing is that the button for it is on like the inside of the right armrest, so you're like constantly hitting it. Like you'll just be sitting there, and all of a sudden you'll start going up and down.
Yeah, I bet you that could actually make for an enjoyable movie. Oh, now with 4D.
I went to see Star Trek with my brother-in-law. And I was like, it was just random. I'd just be sitting there. All of a sudden, I'm like, damn it.
Oh, God. So, yeah, Man of Steel comes out. Injustice, Gods Among Us, a console-only game for some god-awful reason.
Yep.
And Infinite Crisis, a new MMO coming out. I definitely think they are trying to make some of their money back. I think they are hemorrhaging money at this point.
I blame the new 52, because why do you need that many comic books live? 52, most of those I was just like, really? Like, I'm like go flipping through, seeing which ones are new, what they're coming out with, and I'm just like, really? Do they really need to make that comic book?
I don't think they need as many as they're putting out lately.
Yeah.
But we can't blame DC directly. I think this is influenced by WB picking up DC Comics some time ago and then realizing we might have made a poor investment because Batman is really all they have. And that's probably why we're getting the Man of Steel, and that's probably why it is that movie headed in the direction that it did, because what was the last movie of Superman that came out?
Superman Returns.
Oh, I'm sorry, I meant to clarify. A good one.
None.
There you go. I think that's why we have Man of Steel and Christopher Nolan.
I know people are probably in an uproar listening to this saying, the original Man of Steel is awesome.
Okay.
No, no, you go back and you watch that now as an adult, it's horrible.
Yes.
You watch it now as an adult, read the comic books, and you go back and watch that as an adult, it's a horrible movie.
it really is. Now, for the 80s and the time period, it's not bad.
Yeah.
30 years later, not so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think a lot of things have been like that. My wife tried to watch a movie the other day, what's his name? Ralph and the Motorcycle or something. Back in the 90s. And I remember this movie as a kid. It looked phenomenal when we were kids. Loved it. It was great. Watching it these days, it sucked. Like, it was only there for nostalgia. That's all it was there for anymore. I couldn't get into it. I don't remember what I was doing that night. I know I was in the office, but I could hear it, and it was just like, oh, God, we watched that?
I liked that as a kid.
Some things we do as children. Injustice. It looks like a great, great game.
Yeah, I played the demo on my brother's PS3, and
I actually downloaded the demo to the PS3 that is now known as the Netflix box.
It was great.
I loved it.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
I think it was just too close to Mortal Kombat, the latest Mortal Kombat.
Because NetherRealm Studios just made Mortal Kombat 9, or Mortal Kombat, and then WB, which also owns NetherRealm Studios, said, hey, we don't have to actually give you this license. We can just, here, use this. We own this, and we own you. Make us an Injustice game. Bring us some money.
Yeah.
I hate the combos. I'm still not a Mortal Kombat fan when it comes to 22-button combos. It's annoying.
I have to say, it's an incredible story, and I'd rather just read the comic book instead of play the video game.
I was actually just going to bring that up. For anybody that actually wants to get into Injustice, go read the comic books. I think they're on issue 8 right now.
No, they're much further than that.
No, can't they're be. Like, am I that far behind?
Yeah, they're on like issue like 25.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so I'm a little behind.
Let me check my tablet. I have it all up to date on my tablet.
Yes, do so. As far as I know, they're up to 8, and if that's not the case, then I really need to get cracking.
I can tell you that right now. You're totally wrong.
So I need to get cracking and read that damn series.
Yes, you do.
All right. Hold on. I can do that. Come on, chop.
Chop, bitch, chop. They're on... Yeah, issue 25. Issue 25 came out the other day.
All right, so... Maybe I need to put down the...
Are you reading the physical comics or the digital?
Physical.
Well, the physical are 3 issues put together. The digital ones are... They're cut into 3 different comic books. They're $1 a piece. They cut them into 3.
Gotcha.
Two. It's 2. Not, hold on, let me check.
It's like, I just put everything away. Okay, now I gotta check it again. for someone like me, I'm definitely not going to be picking up Injustice.
Yeah, it's
I three. Would love the collector's edition statue figure, whatever the hell that damn thing is. It looks awesome.
It's it's three. They take three issues of the digital, and they make what they call the ultimate, and that's what the physical comic is. It's the three. So
okay.
So it might be eight. I don't know if that equals out to 25 issues being into eight.
It's roughly 24. Yeah, that's 24.
So yeah.
So it's possible because I didn't go down to the comic shop this weekend. So it's possible that nine just recently came out.
Yeah. So yeah, you're cool. You're up to date.
Oh. and the last thing I want to touch about. Wow, really? I want to touch about things. The last thing I want to touch on with DC Comics is Infinite Crisis, which is a new MMO. I believe it's even styled as an RPG-esque MMO.
It's going to be based off the Infinite Crisis storyline, where multiple universes collide, multiple DC universes collide.
And see, that's great. That's all fine and dandy. Does anybody still remember DCU?
Yeah.
I still remember DCU. I haven't played it in a while. I think I played it back in December. It's only been like 7 months since I've touched it, but I mean,
same here.
You come out with a free-to-play MMO, and then you realize, we're not making any money.
Yeah.
Let's come out with a new MMO. A new free-to-play MMO.
That's the killer of it, too. It's free-to-play again.
I'm gonna play you because it's free. But you are offering me no incentive to keep playing or put money into your game.
Yeah, because I've already invested in DCU.
Exactly. Well, I never invested in DCU.
I did. I think I have like $20 invested into it.
Okay, well then you're fine because you only paid a third for the game. What I don't understand is,
but I got more banks. Oh, I got a couple of DLCs, but they opened up more bank slots and I could hold more money and stuff, so I was like, all right, let's do it.
So that's not a bad deal. But why... I understand not making Infinite Crisis DLC for DCU. It would be fucking pointless. I mean, it is a story on its own, so why would you go and corrupt something like that?
Yeah.
But why not make it an expansion?
Yeah.
But don't make it a free expansion. Make it like your DLC. Their DLC runs, what, $10 to $20, depending on what you pick up?
Yeah.
Why not make this a full-fledged expansion and pay $60?
Yeah, just invite it into the world of the
DC. Just say, hey, DCU is free to play. We have a brand new expansion that goes into Infinite Crisis. $60, and it's yours. Yeah. Hell, if you don't own a DCU account when you buy Infinite Crisis Expansion Pack, we'll throw in all previous DCU DLC just for shits and giggles. Just to get people to come in. If you already have an account, you're fucked. It doesn't matter. You're not getting the DLC. You probably already own it anyway.
Yeah.
So I really think DC...
just screwing the pooch on this one.
Yeah... I can't fully blame DC, though. Yes, DC is an entity of its own, but they're headed by WB. Warner Brothers owns them. And so, to me, it's more of the parents are coming down and saying, hey, you know, your room is really dirty and it's falling over into the hallway. It's time for us to clean you up. That's what
I see. Great analogy. Great analogy.
That's the way I see it as, and I think WB is, they're making some decent things happen. Man of Steel, it looks really good. I'm probably going to see it. Probably not in theaters unless I get an invite. Just because I don't. Oh, no, all right. Well, then I'll go. Injustice.
You are officially invited, sir.
sounds good. Injustice looks really good.
It'll only take 3 days.
Oh. Can't we meet in the middle or something?
A day and a half?
Yeah. Yeah, that's doable. Injustice looks really good, but I think their downfall was console again.
Yeah.
Another console-only game.
But they might release it later on, because they just released Mortal Kombat on PC.
And you know what? I already played it on console, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I thought it was decent. I thought it was really solid.
Yeah.
But I had my own issues with it.
For me, it's a fighting game. There's only so much you can do. I'm not a fighting game guy. There's only so much you can do with a fighting game before you get bored with it. It's the same thing. Boom, boom, boom. Punch you in the face. All right, hold up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same with racing games. I cannot get into racing games to save my life. It's the same thing over and over again. Unless they have like a story like some of the Need for Speed games. I just cannot get into it.
Let's back up here. The older Need for Speeds. Because the newer ones from, I don't know about The Run, and I don't know about the newest Most Wanted. I lost interest on Pro Street. It had a storyline, and it was horrible. It was horrible. But yeah, I do feel your pain for racing games. I can't get into Gran Turismo. It looks amazing.
It's a phenomenal. They do a good job on the visuals on that game.
But
at the end of the day, it's a racing game, and it's just there's only so much you can do with it.
Yeah, and with that game, you have to be perfect, flawless. You can't have any faults. Look, I just want to fucking get to point A to point B and possibly go back around to point A.
Yeah,
and
without hitting
the
wall every 5 seconds.
Don't make it too realistic.
Yeah,
I want to have some fun. I don't have a steering wheel and all that nice fancy stuff. I'm not a hardcore racer.
Somebody has a whole racing setup all screwed into their chair. They're like, work, work.
I would absolutely love that. I know because back in the day, I was a hardcore racing fan, but it wasn't for Gran Turismo. That game bothered me.
Yeah,
it's not to say that it's not a good game. It's bothered me because it's too good.
It's too good.
It's too good. I just want to have
fun. It's too good. It sucks. It's so good that it sucks.
Oh, yeah. So, Injustice does look good, and we'll see if it ever does hit PC. I doubt I'm ever going to pick it up.
It's probably not going to, if they do, it's probably not going to be for a while. Like, how long has Mortal Kombat been out? A couple of years?
Oh, fuck.
And they just released
Mortal Kombat
it on PC?
Came out, and, oh, fuck, yeah, it's been a couple of years.
And they just released it on PC, like, last week?
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. Infinite Crisis, I haven't heard too much more off of this game. I'm actually probably not even going to follow this game because there's already DCU, and if I want to pick up a DC style MMO, I'm going to pick up Universe Online. I'll just pick up where I left off. I mean, hell, I don't know how many accounts I have with them.
Yeah.
Let's see, one for the PS3, one for the PC. Well, there you go. I have two accounts with them. Okay, moving on to Valve's Steam Box. Now, I know this has a lot of people up in the air. They don't know what to think about it. I see this as good. I see this as bad. Unfortunately,
either way with me.
Yeah. And right now it's going to go that way. We haven't heard anything since CES. I would love for Valve to come out and say, "Hey, you know, we told you we were going to start testing these in July, and it is now July and we have been testing these." I want something from Valve to say they are still working on this, because it's been like 4 months since we've heard anything.
Yeah, just an update. Update us. What's going on?
Yeah, it has now been 4 months. This is the month you said you were going to start testing these concepts. Oh, actually, this was XI3 that was stating that they were going to be testing their piston. I want, by the end of this month, I want something. I want to know that this is going to happen, because I see this as being a very, very, very good thing for gamers all around. It's a console. It's Linux-based. It's nothing but Steam. So it's all digital distribution. You sign into your Steam account on this little console, and all of your games are there.
The question I have with it is it going to be just the games that are available on PC, or are they going to have, like, console games too? Like, am I going to be able to play, like, God of War on it, or am I going to be able to do anything like that, or are all those going to still be exclusive to, like, PlayStation and Xbox?
You'll probably never see God of War anywhere outside of Sony.
Damn it.
However, I do see this console is what they're calling it. I think it's going to be great. I think it is going to be that bringing the two gamers together, console and PC, all in one. If anybody has Steam and they noticed, I know you've noticed it. I know I've played around with it. Is Steam's Big Picture, which is meant for the TV.
Yeah.
And I could definitely see browsing through that with a Xbox 360 controller hooked up to the Steam box and using that as a console driver.
Yeah, I think I could see that too.
I think the games are going to have to be limited, because if it doesn't have controller support, then a lot of people are going to be turned off.
Yeah.
And so I think they need to be able to recognize that when people are setting up their accounts for this so-called console, if we ever do see it, is, will you ever be playing with keyboard and mouse? Yes or no?
Yeah.
And if you say no, you can always go back and change this. But if you say no, then, you know, they're only going to display games with gamepad support.
Yeah.
At least that's where
are they going to be making their own controller too? Is that a plan of theirs?
I don't know, but I don't see why not. I don't see why they wouldn't have peripherals for this thing.
Yeah.
It would seem pointless. Oh, here's a box. Now go out and get yourself a $130 keyboard, $60 mouse, and a $50 gamepad. Oh, don't forget the wireless adapter for the gamepad that you're going to need all this for.
Yeah.
You're going to turn a lot of people off because price point.
That's going to be too much money.
I think they were saying the high-end range this month of the Steam box was going to be $1,000.
Jeez.
The high-end level, which was going to be comparable to a mid-size gaming tower.
Okay.
I don't even know what.
So it's not even going to be any better than what I have.
No. No. I think you're running up on a large.
Yeah, then I'm all set.
I wouldn't mind test driving one of these things. I think it would be pretty cool to have one hooked up in the living room and be able to find all of my games on Steam and play them on the big screen, or, you know, have four controllers and hook up Castle Crashers for everybody and just have fun on that console. Or my wife wants to play, or the kids want to play something on there, but I can still come in here to the office and hop onto my Steam account over here on the PC and play whatever I want.
Yeah.
Which is essentially what the PlayStation 3 is supposed to be doing, but, well, we all know how they've been doing. So I see it. There's going to be ups and downs. I see a lot of pros with this. And I do hope that we get to see some more of this. I would love to pick one up and
maybe play around with it. Maybe if this does kick off, we will see more exclusives on PC, because they'll do it because it'll be exclusive to the Steam box, which would be available on PC too.
Exactly. The only thing they have to worry about is, you know, making it available to Linux and Windows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I guess if you want to play games on a Mac, I don't know why you would, but if you want to play on a Mac,
if you want to play yourself through horrors,
yeah, you can't even render a movie at 24 minutes at 720 in a decent amount of time, and you want to play a game? No, thank you.
Good luck. Good luck.
All right.
It's all choppy.
Oh, I don't want to bash on Apple.
It's the jack job.
I don't understand. I don't know. I got my Mac, what, late 2011? That sounds about right. And I was impressed with it. It's clean. It's light. It's sturdy. The screen is bright. It's clear. There's no fucking power in that damn thing. So if you want to play a game on a Mac, by all means, just go out and spend $6,000 on a Mac Pro, and you'll be able to play games. If you want to actually play a fucking game at a decent price and spend less than $6,000 on a full system with two monitors and all that nice jazzy shit, build it yourself and go Windows or Linux. Or do a Hackintosh. Don't buy an Apple product if you're going to be gaming, because that doesn't work.
Alright, so what's next?
Next. Everybody's going to love this one. We mentioned it earlier, and there's going to be a lot of people out there screaming foul. Because we're saying something about Disney. I can't bash Disney.
The whole world just went, "Raw!"
What do you mean, Disney? Fuck you! They're a good company!
Also family entertainment.
there's nothing wrong with Disney. They have tons of expendable money. They're doing something right. They're doing something right. They own shit tons of royalties and companies and properties and managements.
Yeah.
I looked them up the other day and it was, my God, it was just so fucking long of what they own.
Yeah. They own a lot.
I don't remember what it was, but I heard a rumor that like a couple weeks ago and I was looking it up because I don't remember the company. I just, Disney owns that company. You've got to be shitting me. So I go and I start looking up, you know, Disney owns blah, blah, blah. I find a page with all their shit and it was just, wow, they own a lot. A lot. They're in business with a lot of people and they're in bed with a lot more people.
Yeah. I was surprised that I found out not too long ago, even though I probably shouldn't be surprised because Disney shows up on that channel all the time. I found out that they own NBC. Not NBC, ABC. Yeah, ABC.
Yep.
I was like, what? They own ABC?
Yep. And as that was one of my shockers when I found that out. I was just scrolling through it. And that wasn't the company I was looking for, but I was like, what? They own ABC? Here's another mind blower. They own ESPN.
They do?
Yeah. That was listed.
I wouldn't have called it.
I saw that. I was like, really? There's so many actual other cable channels out there, too, that they own. They own so much. So obviously, they're doing something right. They keep buying people out.
Yeah. Well, they've been in business for how long now?
Yeah, they have been in business for quite some time. Most notably, everybody knows of the LucasArts buyout.
Yep.
Which pissed off nerds tremendously. Yeah, everybody was up in having a fit. They were just, wow.
See,
but everybody was like, oh, D- Disney bought out Marvel, now we're going to get no more sexy lady images. And that was pretty much the end of the rage. Now it's Disney owns LucasArts, promises 3 new movies, and sells off the licenses to Lucas Games to the worst fucking company in gaming community. See, wow!
Now, for the movies, I only see this as a good thing, because Lucas has already, even though when he first released Star Wars, he said there was going to be a 9-part series.
Right.
And then, after he had finished episodes 1 through 3, he, in an interview, he said he wasn't going to do 6 through 9. He didn't want to do it.
7.
And, oh, 7 through
Yeah,
9,
don't piss so. Anybody off during this show.
7. Okay. That he said that he wasn't going to do it anymore because he didn't want to do it. He didn't think he'd be able to pull it off given how much time there's been since the originals.
Right.
So I see this as a good thing because now we're going to finally get the last 3 that we're supposed to get, and we're going to get more. The only thing I'm hoping is that they don't continue Luke's story like the way it's supposed to be. Because the original way it was supposed to be is that it continues where the original 3 left off. And I don't think they should do that. Given how much time there's been, I think they need to... There's so many other stories in the Marvel... I mean, not Marvel. In the Star Wars universe. There's so many other stories. They could do so much more.
Yeah. Most definitely. You know, and I know everybody was pissed off. Oh, why'd they sell it to Disney? Why'd they sell it to Disney?
Yeah.
Look, George Lucas was being smart.
Disney has the money.
George Lucas was being smart. For one, he went with a company that could pay him what he wants.
Yeah.
LucasArts is a fucking franchise that will bring in the money no matter what.
And like a BAMF, he gave all that money to charity.
There you go. The dude's worth $4 billion and didn't even give a fuck about the money he got from LucasArts.
You mean from Disney?
For selling LucasArts. Jesus. Come on now, you know where I was going with that.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that when I heard that he gave all that money to charity. I was like, what?
Yeah, total BAMF. So, he does... He sells it to Disney. Now, Disney, you look at all of their movies that they put out. Look what they did to the Marvel franchise. Look at the movies now compared to what they were when they were first coming out, before Marvel bought them out.
I think they should just strike all the Marvel movies from Hulk down. Out of memory, that they should just not even be in memory anymore.
Yeah.
From the Incredible Hulk down, all those movies, just forget they existed.
Now, I still like some of them.
No, I liked them as a kid. Again, we go back to the Superman thing. I liked them as a kid. I loved them. Like, X-Men, I thought that was the greatest thing because I grew up like you. I grew up with X-Men. And I still like, yeah, enjoy X-Men. X-Men. Now, if I watch it today, I'm like, this is a god-awful movie.
I still enjoy it.
That's you.
Still enjoy that
one. The Wolverine movie, that was okay, but they completely fucked up the storyline.
Yeah, there was a lot of issues that I saw in it. And we won't move into those specifics tonight, because we could spend
an
entire fucking cast on that.
Yeah.
But Disney was obviously a good choice. They have the money to buy it for what he wants.
Yeah.
They own Pixar.
Yeah.
Apple is in bed with Pixar.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of companies involved in just Disney alone. So taking on LucasArts was not going to be a problem for them at all. And
I only see
I think
it as...
the movies can be decent if they do it right.
Yeah.
If I see any original cast member in episode 7, forget it. I'll never watch it.
I'm going to go rip shit, throw shit around. If they have a cameo, that's fine.
Cameos are fine. Stan Lee does it all the time.
Yeah. As another character. If they have a cameo, that's fine. But if they're going to have them actually play their role that they played in the originals, I'm going to go ape shit. Because I think that's stupid. They shouldn't be in it.
It's been too long.
There's no way
it's going to happen.
Mark Hamill is the Joker. That's all I see him as now. He's no longer Luke Skywalker. He's the Joker. Keep him as the Joker.
I think the most disappointing thing that has happened with LucasArts is licensing out LucasArts games.
Yes. Yeah.
And
but that's a good thing. That's a good thing too. Even though they did go to EA,
No. Okay, them licensing it out was a great thing. Has anybody played a Disney Interactive game? God, they're fucking horrible.
Yeah,
they're just.
Have you played
horrible.
A Star Wars game? Have you played a Star Wars game other than on the first Unleashed? Have you played a Star Wars game that's good?
I know you're just about to piss off a bunch of Battlefront people.
I never played Battlefront. I heard it's a really good game, but
they were Xbox exclusive. So what do you want? They first started coming out on Xbox.
Yeah.
You're not going to get me into a game series when I can't even play the first damn one.
They're supposed to be coming out with another one.
Yeah.
That it's supposed to be like pretty much like Call of Duty Star Wars.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah,
it sounds interesting.
Looks that if the stuff that's been released recently is correct, if it's actual stuff and not just like fake stuff that people have been putting out, it looks like it's going to be a good game. Like I could so see me playing that on my PC. I would get so behind that game.
Yeah, I could see that, and I probably would. Get behind it. I've actually been looking for an FPS lately, and I'm probably going to end up going Cabela's because I don't like war games, so... I mean, that's pretty much all FPS is. It's war games.
Yeah, that's why I don't... And again, like you said earlier, I know I'm going to piss off a lot of people. I don't like shooting games because they're the same damn thing every game. I don't understand why people love them so much. It's the same thing. You're going into a war, you're shooting people in the head. Okay.
You're getting
it's
shot
the same
in the
thing.
Butt.
Yeah. It's the same thing every game.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No.
I like action-adventure games where the story, the narrative, everything changes with every game. With this, yeah, the story may change, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You're just wandering around shooting people.
Yeah. Which is why I never got into it. Especially playing on a gamepad.
Yeah.
There's no precision in joysticks.
Yeah.
Those
are
for quick movement actions only.
Yeah. You have to have you have to have really good reflexes to play that on a console.
Yeah.
And you have to play it all the time to really get those reflexes down.
Yeah, which is something...
Which people do.
And that's all fine and dandy.
Have
I mean, I
played
God of War
religiously. Halo?
No.
Have you ever played Halo Online?
No.
I played it once. I literally did not leave my spawn. Every time I spawned, I was dead. I was like...
Oh, they were fishing you.
I was just like... every time I spawned, I'd be like, oh, I look around, dead again. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah... Oh, I fucking hate those type of people that go in and be like, okay, we're going to farm these people. How are we going to do it? We're going to go in, we're going to kill them. And then we're all going to surround spawn and just every time you see one pop up, blast them.
Yeah.
They do that shit across all games and I hate farmers. I despise farmers. It's not fair to the little guy.
Yeah.
I think the only bad thing about the whole Disney licensing out LucasArts games was the fact that EA could come in at the highest bidder.
Yeah.
That's not to say that they're not going to do a good job. EA has, in fact, put out some decent titles. I just don't remember when.
So, I like Dragon Age. I'm getting into that game.
I saw EA logo, I passed. I have become completely biased on that company just because of some of the practices that they have done. Mainly, when I'd buy a damn EA game, I'd have to sign up with their servers. Even on my PS3, I'd have to sign their EULA, and it just fucking drove me nuts. And then you get spam from them constantly. And then, yeah, I've had bad luck with EA. Only time will tell. I know everybody's like, oh, you know, EA's not that bad of a company. Online DRM.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to see. You're going to see online DRM for single player games. And you're going to see add-on content and multi-packs up the butt. That's all they're going to fucking do to you. It's just, look, they're not going to just shove DLC down your throat. They're going to stick it right up your ass as well. They want you to overpay for this shit. That's what EA has always done for the last couple of years. I refuse to do it. Weren't they the ones that started the online pass?
Yeah.
If you didn't buy the game news, you had to buy the license to get online? And all of their games required online access? It was insane.
Yeah.
So Disney has made their mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly like with Marvel. I'm a huge reader of Marvel.
Oh, God.
I love Marvel, and you know what I'm about to say.
Oh, God. It's coming.
I am a gigantic X-23 fan. I love X-23. I love her story. Even though a lot of people say she's Wolverine's daughter, when she is not.
You want to go ahead and clarify that real quick right now while people are still like, what's going on? Wait a minute. She's not the daughter.
She's Wolverine's clone. She was a clone of Wolverine created to kill Wolverine. She is not his daughter. But my thing is that first off, they canceled her story. They canceled her solo comic book. After only 21 issues, they canceled her solo comic book. When she wasn't, that comic book was not the worst comic book on their charts. I think it came out at around 100. There was a lot more that were a lot worse. And then later on, they came out with an issue 22, which was god awful. There was no dialogue in it whatsoever. It was just her riding on her bike, and then she finds some woods and like attacks some wolves for no reason. It was stupid. It was awful. I was like, you really ended it like this? And then they threw her into Avengers Academy, which was fine, but they barely showed her. Like, every now and then they would show her, but that was it.
Mm.
And then they canceled Avengers Academy. I was like, really? And now she's in Avengers Arena, like, but again, barely showed.
And it sounds like they were just like, you know what? Kratos is reading that series. Kill it. Guys, yeah. He has now moved on to our newest series. Kill it.
Kill it. Kill
guys,
it.
Guys, one more thing. He's now reading our latest series. we're going to have to kill this in, like, one more week. Next week, if we come back and that series is dead, I'm going to fucking lose my shit. It's going to be... It is going to be an epic day.
Well, I'm going to complete nerd rage.
Not so much for you, but so much for me, because then I'll get to see the nerd rage.
They seriously need to bring back their solo comic book. They need to revamp it and bring it back. That was one of my favorite comic books. And especially when she was in X-Force. Wolverine's X-Force. She was only in it for like the first volume, but she was awesome in it.
Well, only time will tell, man. We can't really know with Disney.
Yeah. But then I think they've been doing, other than that, I think they've been doing a good job of Marvel.
No, I've been enjoying Marvel lately. I mean, come on. Given it's by Activision, but Disney has licensed out the rights to Deadpool for a video game.
Yeah.
I can't fucking bash them for that at all. They just went with a company that will try and make it an annual game. Every year we're going to get a new Deadpool game, starting now.
Deadpool, the Pirate Adventures.
Oh my god, that's going to be insane if they really do that shit.
Yeah.
And only time will tell, but, I mean, this is Activision that we're talking about, so. And the game only came out at $40!
Yeah, I'm so shocked. It's very rare that you see that.
No, I knew with it being, well, no, not for the Deadpool one. I actually expected that one to be pretty priced up. I expected that one between $50 and $60 range. Being that it was Activision, I was giving them benefit of the doubt. You know, they do have their Call of Duty series and all that bullshit. And those do come in at $60, but those are franchise games. They come in every damn year. People will pay it because they love it. Deadpool, I expected it to come in at that $50 to $60 range because it's fucking Deadpool.
Yeah.
So... like, not a lot. A hugely
popular character.
Yeah, it is a hugely popular character. But also being rated M, they're not going to have that many people going out and buying it.
Yeah.
Because it is rated M.
Yeah.
But they did it. It came out $40. And one other game that I'm looking forward to from Activision this year, actually this summer, which I'm surprised it hasn't hit yet, is TMNT Out of the Shadows.
Nah, yeah. I remember seeing that game. You showed it to me many times.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because they keep doing those fucking dumbass teaser trailers.
Have you gotten a handle on if it's just an endless fighter or what's going on with that?
No, the only trailers I've seen is they're just introducing the characters and... fighting. It just looks like an endless fighting action platforming, probably like an over-the-shoulder rotating camera style deal. I don't really know what to expect from this.
It looks like to me Batman with Ninja Turtles. And if they did that, if they had a storyline and it was basically like playing Batman with Ninja Turtles, I'd be all for it.
Well, it does look gritty, and not gritty as in dirty.
Even though I hate the animation that they did with the Ninja Turtles, the way they animated them, I was like, really?
it doesn't look that good, but it is Activision. Activision is known for not stepping up its game where it needs to. They'll step up their game where they know they will bring in the money, but when there needs to be, hey, this needs to be polished up, they won't do it. This game will come in at $40 or less. If it comes in higher than that, no one's gonna fucking buy it. It looks like late PS2, early PS3 styled graphics. It's clean, it's clear, but it's shitty. I don't think we're going to see any higher than $40. If it's not free.
Yeah.
If it's free, then I've got nothing to bitch about. I'll just go love me some turtles.
Love me some turtles. I love turtles.
That's right. That's right. All right, guys. Well, I think it's time to go ahead and wrap up tonight's episode. And
it's getting kind of late.
Yeah, it is.
And this crypt god of war has to go to work.
All right. So, where can anybody of this podcast listeners, something like that? Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. Where can anybody that is actually listening to this podcast?
Our Rageites. We should call them Rageites.
Rageites. Where can the Rageites reach us at?
Well, you can go to our website, allcapsrage.com. Or if you want to contact this sir over here, Zach, he's at Twitter, Zach_daddy. And on Instagram the most, and I'm allcapsrage_creatives.
Oh yeah. For any other platforms, it's on the website. Yeah. And that'll be the best way to get any other information out of us, including reaching us at the podcast. You can send us an email at podcast@allcapsrage.com. Or if you don't want to do that, because it would give us your email address, you could stay anonymous and fill out a form on the website, which is allcapsrage.com. You'll go under Contact Us, and there's a form that will directly send the podcast an email, and you get to remain anonymous. Simply put in a fake name, fake email address, and you can put in fake comments, but that ain't gonna help you reach us. And
you can say, hey, this is a fake comment.
Yeah. I just wanted to place a fake comment. Later. You could do it. It is possible. Well, guys, I am the Zach Daddy. This has been the All Caps Rage Podcast, along with my co-host, Kratos. And I think we're gonna go ahead and doing it. Thanks for joining us, guys. Let's bring out the trolls.
Geek on, guys.